In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Some of you might remember that television show, America's Funniest Home Videos. It started way back in 1989, and it's still airing to this day. The show features video clips people send in of funny things caught on home video, and then the funniest clips at the end of each episode can win cash prizes. Now this is before YouTube fails videos. It was a very popular show, it must be still to this day. Our family was watching an episode once many long years ago, and it was a couple getting married in a church. The minister gets to the traditional line, "If anyone has any reason why this couple should not be wed, let them speak now or forever hold their peace." And as soon as the minister got to the word peace, a huge bolt of lightning hit right outside the church. The church lights flashed off and on a few times. Thunder rattled the windows and the chandeliers were swinging and everyone flinched and a few shrieks. And it was hilarious because of the timing. I think that video won the grand prize that day. But it does make one wonder, was this a funny coincidence, or was this a sign from God about this wedding? Because the timing was uncanny. Now, if you think God can and would speak like that through a bolt of lightning, you're not alone. I'm not saying you're right, but I'm saying you're not alone. And I'd like to start a short series for the next week or two on divine signs. And we'll start with one of the saints we celebrate in the church today, the child Artemius of Verkhola. Artemius lived in the 1500s in Russia. And by all accounts, he had an exceptionally beautiful soul, an exceptionally beautiful spirit. Now, he was a peasant, the son of peasants, the grandson of peasants, the great-grandson of peasants, on and on backwards through the generations. And like most peasants, this boy had no money, no material goods to speak of. Artemius was described as small of stature, quiet, humble, prayerful, very slow to anger, and very quick to forgive. And he shared generously of the meager food and clothing items that he might have had, even though he himself had so little. And one tragic day when Artemius was 12 years old, he was helping his father in a field and a thunderstorm brewed overhead. And little Artemius was struck by a bolt of lightning and died. This was in 1545. Now the villagers of Verkhola, rather than react with the compassion that one might expect, they said this lightning was a sign. And being filled with superstition, they said God had punished Artemius for some secret sin that nobody knew about. And they would not permit a church funeral. And they would not permit him to be buried in the church cemetery. So little Artemius was buried by his parents in a shallow grave at the edge of the field in which he had died, right where the forest began. Now that might have been the end of our story, except people who walked through that forest were sometimes inexplicably healed. And some 12 years later, approximately the length of time that Artemius had lived on this earth, a reader leaving the church late at night saw a light coming from the forest and went to have a look. And there was Artemius's body lying on the ground, having been pushed up by the frost and the tree roots. But the amazing thing is, 12 years later, his little body was perfectly intact. No decay whatsoever. Soon a monastery was built in Artemius's honor, and he has been venerated as a saint ever since. And those healings, will they still continue even to this day? There's a lot of lessons in this story, but I think one is how easily we can mistake signs that we attribute to God. Our human accuracy at understanding divine signs is sketchy at best, if we're going to be honest. But it's made worse when a perceived sign has so little to do with the question at hand. I mean, bolts of lightning are much more a Zeus thing than they are a Heavenly Father thing. Consider this child Artemius, who lived an exemplary, loving, faithful life, but who happens to tragically die by lightning. Which is the sign from God? How he lived or how he died? The real signs of his favor with God, the church says, are directly related to his sacred life. Now, the ancient Jews, they looked for cosmic signs. And if somebody suffered, they thought it was a sign of God's disfavor. But Jesus turns that entire understanding on its head. Jesus, who was betrayed, who suffered, who was horribly crucified, shows us the opposite. Jesus shows us that the truest signs are directly related to the question, how did that person live? In the gospel we heard this morning, the disciples of John the Baptist go to Jesus and ask if he's really the Messiah. Is he the coming Messiah that they were looking for, or should they look for another? And Jesus says, go back and tell John what you see. The blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the dead live, and the poor have good news preached to them. In other words, the signs that Jesus does are what the Messiah is supposed to do. He doesn't say, go see that there's pillars of fire or bolts of lightning. That's not what it was about. In Jesus Christ, we learn to see. In Jesus Christ, we finally learn to hear. In Jesus Christ, we finally know how to live. And in Jesus Christ, we take in those words of love and hope. And that is the sign of the Messiah, because that is the sign of the blessed life. Now, this week here locally, we're also celebrating our little local saint, Madeline Grace. To the ancient Jews or to the superstitious Verculans of the 1500s, they may have seen her illnesses as an indisputable sign of God's displeasure. But the way of Jesus Christ turns that absolutely on its head. When one seeks a sign for this girl's favor with God, one asks not what did Maddie suffer, but rather how did she live? And those who know her know she lived a life of joy and love and peace and patience and perseverance and a bundle of grace. And she remains an example of faith for the many to this day. And that's the sign we look for, is how Maddie lived. And therefore, we are able to bask in the favor God has shown on this place through her life here. Now, I plan to talk about divine signs more coming up in the next week or two, but I think this is enough to get us started. If the sign has very little to do with a question at hand, like a bolt of lightning, it's probably not a sign. Think of that wedding video from America's Funniest Home Videos and the lightning bolt at the most coincidental time. If that marriage goes bad, everyone will say it's a sign. If that marriage is healthy and beautiful and long-lasting, it'll just be a funny story to tell the grandkids. And I think that distinction alone proves that it's really not a sign at all. It's not what really matters. The real sign for their marriage will be, how did they love one another? How did they treat one another? That's the real sign for their marriage. In other words, the real sign is how we choose to live. Amen. Amen.